We got it for you. Strawberry letter.
All right, thank you, nephew. Subject, how do I get the man I love back? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am in need of some advice. I made it my mission in life to be a great mom to my babies, and they are my world. But finding the right person to embark on this journey with is why I am in need of help. Every guy I was in a relationship with went through a checklist in my mind to see if he could be the one. The man I am deeply in love with, I hurt him really bad. I met him when I was on a break from my child's father. I was young and a single mom, and he treated me like a queen. I fell madly in love with him and even planned to move out of state with him. But on the other hand, I had my child's father wanting to be a family. Despite my feelings, I went back to my child's father to give my child the family I never had. So I hurt the man I love so bad by doing this, but he kind of understood why. Fast forward a couple of years, and now I'm a mom of two, and I'm not with my kid's father because I couldn't live a lie anymore, and I couldn't take the cheating anymore. I tried to contact my love, but he was still hurt and didn't want to give me another chance, in fear that I may hurt him again. I confessed how I felt and pleaded with him because my heart yearned for him. My best friend saw my hurt and told me that the best thing I could do was to give him time and space. So I made up in my mind that I would serve the Lord. I was eager to be married and not live in sin anymore, so I ended up marrying the first guy that proposed to me. Despite me not really loving him and not really knowing him, he was verbally abusive to me at times in front of my kids, so he had to go. I've come to the conclusion that I cannot choose for myself, and I'm trying to let God choose for me, but I find myself thinking about all about the one that I let go, the one I really, truly loved. Help me, Steve, please. Well, I mean, at least you finally realize that you definitely need God in your life. I mean, that's at the end of the letter. You know, you did some really stupid things, I guess, in the beginning of this letter in your life, trying to get it right. We all do. But I think your intentions were good and wanting to be a great mom. However, nowhere in the letter did you say you wanted to be a great wife. And to me, shouldn't that be first, if at all possible? If you can, shouldn't that be first? And I kind of think that's a problem in your life. I think you need some order. I think you don't have any real order. In the letter, you know, talked about God at the end. How about putting your relationship with God first in your life? You know, don't do it like you did in the letter. I'm glad you finally realized that. But, you know, now that you know, put God first in your life. And like you say, let him lead you. Don't get ahead of him. Let him lead you. And you could start that today. And I think you'll see a real difference in your life, in the men that you have in your life, around your kids, and the type of person you'll be, the type of mom, wife, etc. Steve?
I happen to agree with everything, absolutely everything Shirley has told you. So I'm not going to belabor that point. I think that the conclusion, what Shirley is saying, is the absolute best route to take. But now let me give you some common sense stuff to add to that so you have an understanding. Your ability to pick a man is shot. So you said in the letter that you cannot choose for myself and I'm trying to let God choose for me. What does that mean? When you say you're trying, I talk to Marjorie all the time and we were talking about the word try. And she tells the kids all the time, trying is just a noble way of saying you failed. Mm-hmm. Well, I tried my best. You know, I tried to make it on time, but I didn't. Quit trying. Don't try to let God choose for you. Take try out your vocabulary. Why don't you just let him choose for you? But the problem with that is, that means you have to go somewhere and sit down and be still. Most people think if they're not actively doing something about a situation, then nothing ain't getting done. But just to piggyback what Shirley's saying, that's what old people say some stuff one time. Old people say, if you're going to pray about it, don't worry about it. And if you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it. You ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's true in this case. Well, see, you say in the letter, though, that you can't choose for yourself and you're trying to let God choose. Now, after you went through all this with this man and you went back to your baby's daddy because he said he wanted a family, the dude was understanding of you wanting to go back to raise your family. So he let it go. So then, but eventually you left your baby's daddy because he kept cheating on you. You couldn't live a lie no more. So you moved on. Now you gave your life over to the Lord, you say. You went to church. You married, ended up marrying the first guy that proposed to you. Despite me not really loving him and not really knowing him. Then he was verbally abusive at times in front of the kids, so he had to go. Now, you back at this point again where you by yourself. And you say that you need to let God choose for you. Okay, you ain't picked the right one yet. So how you think the one you in love with, what make you think he the right one? He was just the one you was seeing when you was off in that time that you had a relationship with your baby's daddy. Ma'am, a lot of times we as people, I've done this myself, I'm sure a lot of people can relate, we just keep going back, drinking out the same bucket, spitting that water out, can't figure out what's wrong. Well, it's the same bucket, man. You know, like I always say, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you just stop? Let this man go. Because you went back to him and said, you know, I confessed how I felt about him, pleaded with him because my heart yearned for him. My best friend saw me hurt and told me that the best thing I had to do was give him time and space. So I made up in my mind that I would serve the Lord. Okay, but the dude, now he don't want to have nothing to do with you. Because he was hurt. Have you ever thought this is not the guy for you? Stop loving this man that might not be the one for you again. Stay still and let God send you somebody. And you know something, ladies? Let me give you all this advice.
Come on.
Get out of the hunt for a man game. Because you're not built to hunt. And you're going to be frustrated in your life if you're going to hunt for a man. There's not a woman living that's ever said, I'm going out to this club, I'm going over here to this party, and I'm going to meet my husband and bring him back home. I don't know anybody that that's worked out for. You can come back with a man, but he ain't going to be your husband. Now, you are not hunters by trade. Just make yourself available, which means be the best you can be. Make yourself available, and then just sit there. We hunters, we hunt all day long. If we ain't found the one we want or the right one, we hunt all day. That's all men do. It's a man somewhere right now checking you out. You don't even know about it. Just sit still. Let him send you somebody. Because you ain't picked the right one yet, and I don't know what keep making you think he was the right one.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.